Proclamation number 7215 of 25th of November, 1958. Alla Immensa of the world and overcoming. And if you crave the pleasures of this world, resist and remember that this is a temptation by my adversary who presents you with everything beautiful and appealing about this world in order to lure you out of the spiritual realm where you have already found a resting place. As long as you live on earth as a human being, the world will not remain without impression on you. But this impression can be very weak but also still so strong that you fall prey to the attractions, that the temptations are such that you cannot resist them. And this will always be the case when you loosen your bond with the spiritual kingdom, which is the case with every person at times, even if he is of good will. And therefore I draw your attention to the fact that you should always pay attention when the world starts to tempt you. The danger is approaching, that you will get close to the one who only wants to corrupt you. It is true that worldly temptations seem so harmless, and you can easily deceive yourselves with the words that they are only harmless pleasures which mean no danger for your spiritual well-being. At first this is also true, but the harmlessness soon gives way to serious danger, because the human being is not satisfied with small harmless pleasures and the temptations always become greater once he is given in and deceived himself. The step is not great from one road to another, from the narrow path to the broad one, which offers so many charms that a man can seldom pass by. That is why it is good not to let one's eyes wander to where the path branches off and always leads back to the wide road. But this road leads downwards, and for this very reason it directs the gaze to the joys and beauties on the side of the road, so that no one recognizes that the road is going downwards. But the narrow paths, which are less passable and have fewer charms, lead upwards. And if the human being always keeps his gaze turned upwards, he will not feel the unattractiveness, the difficulties and unevenness of the path, but will be carried over it by helpful guides, so that the ascent can also be covered effortlessly by the one who seriously strives upwards. And furthermore, it will not take long for you to enjoy or even toil on your path through life. And all the joys and worldly pleasures do not outweigh what the human being forfeits as a result, what he forfeits for his life in the beyond, which he is irrevocably approaching. All of your earthly life is short, even if you are granted a great age according to your own understanding. For eternity lets you recognize that it is only a moment in this eternity. And in this moment you only have to make a small renunciation of earthly joys and pleasures for the sake of your soul. And the whole of eternity will grant you blisses which are immeasurable. And my adversary and the enemy of your soul knows this, and he seeks to prevent it by enticing you. He who will make you blissfully and happy again for eternities in return if you are at his beck and call and don't resist his temptations. And where the desire for earthly pleasures and enjoyments is still strong, he also succeeds in his art of seduction. He is successful and diverts the soul from the spiritual path if it has already taken it. Therefore I warn you urgently, do not let yourselves be beguiled by the world and its pleasures. Let it be said to you that these are my adversary's means to win you over, for the goods and joys which come from my kingdom, which I myself offer you, are of a different kind. They are spiritual goods which may not yet appear so valuable to you in your body, the immeasurable value of which you will only recognize in the spiritual kingdom, but then you will also be overjoyed that you possess them and don't make them up for the sake of worthless goods and pleasures. And even if your earthly life is poor in earthly pleasures, don't regret it, for you will be all the richer once you have arrived in the kingdom which is truly, which not only has pseudo-goods but gives you unlimited, imperishable bliss. Then you will rejoice, and this joy will be different from what you could feel on earth, for I myself will prepare these joys for you, who loves you as a father and wants to make my children eternally happy. Amen.